All right, these land things should never been settled.
I didn't mean to make that. I want to pick up the phone here.
I don't want to stop.
Well, I'll just leave it on here, okay?
We'll sit on that.
Anyway, you were saying the land things should never have been settled.
Hell no. Makes it got the 380 million acres in Alaska, isn't it? Right? And we got 40, supposed to have 40, and having a hell of a time right now settling this goddamn thing. What the hell happened to the other 340 million acres?
Well, the federal government of the state got it.
I think we should have asked for the whole goddamn Alaska, and then we might have got half of it. That's the way I feel about it. This land claim should never have been settled at all.
You were around in 1971.
I was here and born here and raised here. And
here in Grand Forks.
Been here all my life.
The people here in 1971 know anything about it? Did they hear about it? Did anybody come around and talk to them about it?
Yeah, I was up there working. I had a big crew up there working in North Slope then. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'll never do me any good.
Well, you're a shareholder of Doyen and your local Ramparts Village Corporation.
Right.
Are you? How's that worked out?
Well, I can't see any difference, tell you the truth. Never was much for them. Any time a subsistence comes along or something like that and shit, I make my own goddamn laws when I get hungry.
Well, tell me a little bit about subsistence and what you think about that and the laws relating to subsistence.
Well, I think the natives are subsistence guns and feel like it. Hungry whenever they want me. It's like you go to a goddamn grocery store. And they can fish now that where they got the goddamn regulations here and everything. So the guys that make these goddamn regulations, they're sitting back there on their ass and don't know how to pull up the nets or stop their wheels or something like that. I don't have to make it 5 days a week straight through and then that's it. They'll be next 2 days and run for 1 day and that don't go with me. I got a commercial license there.
You've got a commercial license?
Yes. I've been working for 2 years now.
Do many people in town have commercial licenses?
Oh, yeah. Most of them have commercial licenses.
What about subsistence in the wintertime? How does that work out here?
Well, that's a hard problem to solve this way, though. No matter what the hell you do, it's got to be the sportsman and between the sportsman and the subsistence users. It's always going to be hard, and they ain't going to ever settle it, I'll tell you that. They'll keep on a going, they're never going to be in between.
What do the people take here in winter, boots?
Moose. There used to be a lot of caribou there when I was a kid. Darwin used to come through here.
Oh, this Bill? Is Mike who's traveling with us.
You did, Bill.
You traveling with you?
Well, we needed some ballast in the boat.
Windbreak.
Yeah. Open boat? See the houseboat down there? That's mine.
Oh.
That's where they travel.
Yeah.
It just came up yesterday in Panama. 2 hours and 40 minutes. 75 miles. That ain't too bad.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, you were saying that you thought that the natives should have asked for the whole of Alaska back in 1971. They might have got it all, or at least got half of it.
Yes. I remember we was having a meeting, and Paul William, he's dead now. He's from Sitka, he's a lawyer, native guy.
Oh, William Paul?
William Paul, yeah. I remember he was at the place. He never followed it up.
Well, William Paul didn't want them to settle for 44 million acres, as I recall, why did he?
He what?
I understand that William Paul didn't want Alaska Natives to settle for 44 million acres. He thought they should ask for more.
Hell no, why should we settle for 40 million acres? When all Alaska belonged to us in the first place. And you would read back in history, all through history, all through the doggone state. The Indians back there have been driven out of their goddamn place. They fought for their land and everything else. And 300 and some trees have been broken. How many trees has they made now on this land claim? They still didn't go through with it.
After 1991, Native people may be able to sell their shares in their corporations, and since the corporations hold the 44 million acres, if enough people sell, then non-Natives might take over the corporations and the land. How do you feel about selling shares? Congress intended that you should be able to sell your shares and get the money. Most of the people we've talked to seem to be against that. They want to hold on to the land, but what's your view, Mr. Carlson?
I'd say hold on to the land. What the hell is money? Not what paper. It is, goddamn dollar is not worth what it's printed on. They got nothing to back it up. They got no gold to back it up. It's just a piece of paper, as far as I'm concerned. It's just an exchange to get something. I rather see him go back on the gold standard so we know we got our dollars. We got something to back it up with. And what do? When you sell your land, you spend your money and it's gone. If you don't sell your land, you still get your land, if you ever get title to it.
Do you think the people around here feel the same way that you do about that?
I haven't talked to anybody.
Can you tell me, Mr. Carlson, you've lived here all your life, what changes have you seen in Rampart over the years? Seems like a very nice little place, log houses. And
yeah, it's nice here. I like it here. Why didn't we come back here until 68? Start mining out here. I left here in 1930 and didn't come back until 68.
Well, you were born here and then you left and for many years and then returned in 1968.
Mm-hmm. I know. I like the place. Mm-hmm. I like sitting on the bank there and watch the river go by. Mm-hmm. Nice and peaceful. That TV and the telephone ringing all the time, it gets on my nerve. You got to get away from Fairbanks. I stay in Fairbanks in the wintertime.
Oh, I see. I
stay over there in the summer. Mine out here in the summer.
Are there many others who stay here only in summer? And
yeah, are... there's quite a few. From Seattle over here, just for the summer. And fish and back to Fairbanks. Christmas, you know. But it's pretty dead around here in the wintertime. Not too much fur. That's right for there.
What's the mining that you've been doing around here, how's that going? Can you tell us?
Well, not very good right now. Been broke down all the time. And every goddamn piece of equipment I got out there broke down. And today the cap went down, the 46A went down. The other day the backhoe went down. Always can't seem to get running.
Are you working by yourself? Do you have a crew? Or?
I got a crew. That's for a minute. Can't keep up with it. I got no mechanic this year, so I got to do all the mechanic myself. Had to pull a radiator out of the cat. This was 750 pounds. That's the radiator alone. Discovered in the 1893.
Discovery was made in 1893. And is that where you're working now?
Yeah.
Has it been worked continuously since then, or just off and on?
Out here with his grandson.
Right here in Round Park.
We're in Fairbanks right now waiting for parts.
But they live in wintertime in Fairbanks, do they?
Some of them do. Down the town and all. Two of them live down the town, huh? The rest of them live in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me what do you think about it. You've been up and down the river here, and you started from where?
Well, we started out to Monick and Tununuk in February, and we've been to southeast, and we've been along the river, and we were at Akiachuk last week, and we're going up to Barrow and the North Slope next month. Well, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the land claim settlement, and a lot of a feeling that is expressed in some places that people say they didn't get anything out of it. They haven't seen any checks to speak of. That's not universal. In some villages, people say their corporation has helped them and has given them dividends, and some people have gotten work. That's so far the minority view. But then they're concerned about 1991, and they feel apprehensive. They think that this was supposed to settle their claims, and they find that they might still lose their land. Under the very statute, ANCSA, that was supposed to make sure they thought was to make sure they got their land in perpetuity. So I won't make up my mind about all this till I've finished traveling and listening to people, but that's what they've been saying so far.
I stake that 80 acres up here above the bridge. Then it was 71. And I still haven't got title to it. My daughter's state, my son's state, my wife's state, and we still haven't got title to it.
Was that an allotment?
Yeah. 160, supposed to have 160 acres.
Go ahead.
I applied for 20 acres over in the Melosi, close to Ruby. Another 20 over there in Ruby itself. I got a home down there. They still haven't got title to none of them. And it's been 10, 11, 12 years now, 14 years, 13 years. So before I get title to it, maybe I might be in my grave, I don't know. Maybe we'll never get title to it.
Are you able to make use of the land in the meantime?
Well, I haven't been making use of it. Yes, I've been making use of it. I've been renting it, whether they like it or not. One of them says he's got to go see Bill Carter. I said, if they tell me to go see Bill Carter, they almost committed themselves then. A little island up there about the bridge there to use for a ferry. So I don't know. I don't know. They're awful goddamn slow or something. Too many got their goddamn hands in it. Settle. I don't see where it makes much difference. I made my living ever since I was a kid, and still making my own. Never asked for welfare or food stamps or a goddamn thing. Paid my way every place. I don't see why anybody else could do the same, or everybody else could do the same. But the old people is different. It wasn't too goddamn long ago that We had to take care of the old people. Now it's a little different, but it helps quite a bit. They got a place to go. They're entitled to it.
Nobody wants to go this afternoon. Stevens Village. We had a good meeting there a couple of nights ago, and then we stayed at Lillian Pitka's fish camp last night. Then we came on here for tonight, and we'll go on to Tanana on Thursday. See how things are going down there.
Matter. I'm going to come to the meeting, or what?
They don't know.
I'm not much on the water.
Fishing nets, setting nets, huh?
Yeah, most of them are all fishing nets. Depending on the fish. All this land claims and everything are big jobs for few people. Like Doyon. Never got a goddamn thing out of that. They used to spend a lot of money creating good jobs for themselves. Of course, I shouldn't kick too bad that much. I was on the board, construction board there for about 3 years. So that's the only money that I ever got, was attending a meeting.
You were on the board of directors of their construction subsidiary,
yeah,
is that it?
Yeah.
For 3 years?
Yeah.
And how did that go? What did you think of that? How did that construction subsidiary work out?
Well, not too good. It seems like I lost quite a bit of money. No, slow.
What sort of work were they doing up there?
Well, they bought that camp, Crazy Horse Camp, you know. That was a mistake.
But Crazy Horse or Dead Horse?
Hmm? Crazy Horse.
Oh, Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Is that the Crazy Horse Hotel?
Yeah. We shut it down now. But the construction, the construction is all right. We had a bad manager. He would never show us the true books on things were going. Always doctor up the books, you know. Everything was working out fine. When we started the construction, just to put the native people to work, you know. And by the time we got through, they had about 10%. Most of them all white and buddies, you know.
Well, how did that come about?
Nobody was things out on the job to see about it.
But how many people did the construction subsidiary employ at the time?
Oh, it must have been a couple, 300 or something. One time we had about 13 jobs.
And only 10% of the workers were native.
Right, and what about keep after them? And, oh yeah, let me put them on.
How is that construction subsidiary doing now? You're not on the board anymore,
right? I'm not on the board now. They cut the board out. The main board now takes care of that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just a shake up last spring. No, I don't know. I'm not on the board now, so I don't know how it's going.
Were you elected or appointed to the board of the construction subsidiary?
Appointed.
Appointed by?
The main board.
By the main board, yeah. It was a wholly owned subsidiary. Well, how long was that construction outfit going then?
How long has it been going?
Yeah.
It's been going for about 10 years, isn't it?
Oh, I see. What do you think went wrong? Why aren't they able to employ native people? You said it's the buddy-buddy system, but...
Yeah, the first thing you know, he's got his uncle and aunt there, and for a foreman, and the next thing he's got his grandson or some of his cousin or some dog on there. The foreman will get his family on too, and that's the way it goes. All the jobs are like that.
What sort of work were they doing? Was it jobs that, say, some of the young men around here could have done, work they could have done?
Oh, yeah. Most of the native boys know how to run equipment, carpenters and all that. Construction mostly went in for dirt work.
So you just needed equipment operators?
Most of them.
Well, you've had a chance to follow this thing pretty closely then, right from the, you know, right from the control room there on the board of directors of the construction subsidiary. You say that you'd tell the operator to hire natives, to hire shareholders, but just didn't get done, eh?
Never did. And they hire a few, and the first damn thing they do is they don't show up, you can them or some goddamn thing, just any excuse you can them. It's mostly his foremans, you know.
Helpful talking to you. Any other thoughts, Mr. Carlson?
No, right now I don't give a damn which way it goes. getting too old to care. So it don't make much difference to me. I never see any of it anyway when it comes 1991. But even if I was broke, I would never sell my land, my share. Probably have to pay taxes on it later on. I don't think they should be taxed. They should be taxed for their land. Because I don't think they've got enough.
Pardon me?
I say I don't think they got enough.
Yeah, well, 20 years after the land is conveyed, it becomes taxable. You think that the native corporations wouldn't have the revenue to pay the taxes?
Is that it?
Yeah. That's what I think. They'll pass some goddamn law down there in June. But as it's a landlord, who's going to be taken? Let's see, they tried that in 1956 or 54. Start taxing the property they had. If I was making money with my property, I wouldn't mind paying taxes. Because you take a piece of land out here, how the hell are you going to pay taxes on that? Not making anything.
Well, maybe we should take a break till some others come and see what they've got
to
say. But I want to thank you for your views. Very interesting.
It's 2113 Southern, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay.
Him again.
Inner wheel.
How do you spell the last one?
W. No, wait. Put another W. Inner W. No, W. I. W. Put a W. Right there. Put a W right there.
Yeah.
I. E. H. L.
Oh, Henry.
It's our. Put this R name, sir. See, I got a junior. I'm sir.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Henry W. Wheel, Sr.
Yeah. Senior, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not ready.
Well, Mr. Wheel, you live here in Rampart.
Yes, I do.
And can you tell me how long you've lived here?
All my life. I was at Rampart in service over in Germany for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Alaska. And I was overseas.
And were you here in 1971 when the land claims statute?
Yes, chief, and I was one of them that represented the land claimant in Yankee.
Oh, I see. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You were chief of the local IRA council, were you?
Yeah. Chief of the council then. I was one of the representatives from Rappert, went to the meeting at Yankee this year.
Oh, yeah. And how did you feel about land claims then? How did the people here feel about it?
Well, we didn't know too much about it then, see. But, I had to represent the village. There was nobody to take my place to go down, so I went on down. Then I had an escort with me. Mary Jane Faith and Georgie Ann Lincoln went along.
And how do you feel it's worked out? How do you think it's going?
Well, so far so good, but sometimes, they take too much land away from us. the state and the federal. So I think they're boiling down to nothing pretty soon if you keep it up.
What land are you thinking of when you say they've taken too much away?
Well, that up the river and all along the river, there's spots that people want to have campsites. Well, they got it for spotting sites, you see, along the river.
What about the regional corporation and the village corporation? I take it you hold shares in each of those.
Yes, I do.
And how do you feel they've worked out?
Well, so far our corporation has been doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
Corporation has been on its toes and doing really good. No, we're not hurting as bad as some other corporations are. The village is doing really good and seeing that everything is going well.
Mm-hmm. You were chairman of the IRA council back in
71, yes, 71. I was.
Are you still active in the IRA?
Yes, I'm on the member, one of the council members here for the village.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the what's your feeling about 1991? If in 1991 people, native people, may be able to sell their shares in their corporations and they might get some money for them. On the other hand, if enough of them sold out, then non-natives might acquire the control of the corporations and the land. So we've been trying to find out how people feel about that.
I feel like we should try to keep our land as long as we could, not sell it. But I feel, we was raised here and born on the land, I don't see why we should be selling it, where our other generations could be keeping it up. The younger generation could keep it up and keep the land rolling for us.
What about people using the land here? Are they using the land nowadays?
Yes, just quite a few people are using the land, like miners or in there. Some of our land.
What about subsistence?
Subsistence? Hunting and fishing, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we get along pretty good on that, but I hear now we're going to be cut off on this commercial. We haven't even got started so high water, you see. And I think the lower end is catching all the fish, and they're going to cut the upper end off, you see. We went up to as above Ray River, about 15 miles above river. Then we have to go, there was only around 4 days a week, you see, for subsistence tools. Commercial, same thing. That kind of puts us, I have to see, go 5 days a week to see whether we can get subsistence after the commercial is over, see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, they just want to keep it same way.
What about the winter time? Are people doing any hunting in the winter?
Well, we get our meat in the fall, and then we supposed to have an open season in November, January. I mean February. No, it's in January, November or December. Supposed to have open season, but by that time the moose is pretty well up in the hills, and we have to go a long ways to get a moose in. So
how do the people make out for moose then in winter?
Winter? Well, we try to get all our meat before the winter, see.
Mm-hmm.
If we got during the the season it gets a little colder, sometimes you can't get that moose. You have to go a long ways and to survive the meat. But you gotta get in a certain hunting season when you got that certain hunting season on.
I noticed you're wearing a badge, Rampart Dog Mushers.
Yes, we have a carnival every year, association.
Are there many, are there people with teams for racing here in town?
Well, yes, there is. There's about four different teams here that races, put up dogs and race. My son, he races, and then my nephew's got dogs, and my cousin's got dogs. But we get teams from out of town coming in here, from Panama, some from Manly, come over for racing.
Are the, but for work, for hunting and fishing in winter, do people use dogs or snow goats?
For hunting?
Yeah.
And fishing? We use boats for fishing, but for hunting, you some got dogs and some use snow goats.
Have you noticed whether dogs are coming back in or not, or?
Well, the boys been using dogs putting all the winter here, traveling. It's a lot cheaper than a snowball sometimes. If somebody breaks down, your dog will bring you home.
I guess so.
It's pretty tough messing the dogs with snow, but you can always make it.
How about the ice fishing? Is any,
Oh, yes, during spring we have some ice fishing here. We fish for grayling down here in the area, but some right in April. We open over about the middle of first of April we start fishing. I think you could fish underneath the ice, but sometimes that ice is pretty thick. Pretty thick. Go to 4 or 5 feet. You get a cold winter. Go to 4 or 5 feet. But then it's spring we always chop a hole down here and do some grayling fishing. Right now, they do a good and fishing over at the creek across the road here. Buckford.
Back in 1971, people were new to land claims. You were down at Anchorage. How did people feel about it? Were they pretty pleased at what they had achieved?
They were. The time I went down there, there was some that was real pleased to get it settled. We heard the president made them a speech when we was there.
Oh yeah, that famous meeting.
Yeah, the famous.
Here, excuse me a sec, please, lady. Hello, can I get you a couple of chairs?